Welcome to Visual Studio ALM Rangers Build Customization Guidance video series. Video number 2, Automate Build and Deploy to Integration. Switch to the integration environment to set up the target website to host a simple MVC application. This is a virtual machine named WebTest with Windows 2008, Service Pack 2 and IIS 7. Now, we check what's installed in this machine and see that the web deployment tool is already installed. Now we open IIS Manager and we create an application pool to host our website, which is a best practice to separate various applications, we have various sites in different application pool. And we name this application pool with the same name as the URL of the site we are hosting. So web.test.contoso.com. For the .NET framework, we have to be careful in select the right version of the framework, which is version 4. Another thing that we need to change is the account that is used for running this application pool. And we used web user with its own password. And we can go to the sites and create the website that we host our application using the same criteria we used before. So the name of the site is the name of the host. So webtestcontoso.com. You see the application pool takes the similar name. We create the path to host our application under www root in webcontoso.com. Now we can check the setting if everything is okay, as we can see. This site will just listen to the 192.168.0.30 address and to this host name from the web browsers. The website seems not working, but it's just a question to refresh. No content has been deployed up to now. And we can close IIS Manager. Now we switch to Visual Studio to define a continuous integration build. This build will compile our code and deploy the application in the integration virtual machine environment. Before this, we need to branch the main trunk. The continuous integration build, CI for short in the future, will limit to build only a developer branch. So, we can branch from the toolbar here, branch after selecting the main branch. So it will branch from main to, let's say, dev. All defaults are okay for us, and after some seconds it will create all the new branch. The new branch will be just created locally and needs a check-in operation to be committed to Team Foundation server. So we can switch to the pending changes window and add a comment here like created dev branch and check-in, so we have this new branch in our environment. It is better that we close the solution because this solution is open and on the main trunk. So we define a new build from the menu, new build definition. We unpin the right panel to make more room here. For the name of the build, we encode both the branch dev, the target environment test, and what we are building, which is simple MVC application. This build is a continuous integration build, so it's triggered by each check-in. Each check-in in relative to the workspace. The workspace determines the scope of the build. Only the code checked in this branch, I mean the dev branch, will trigger the build. And only this code is pulled down to make the build. For the output, we type files01.internal.contos.com, drop, which is the drop folder that's already created in our local machine. For the process, we need to define the solution that we want to build. So in the dev branch, we look in the sources, in a simple MSC application folder, and select the solution. In the advanced group, we have the MS Build arguments. We need to pass 10 arguments to MS Build. The first one say true to deploy on build, which means we will use all the deploy features of Visual Studio during the build, during the team build. Create package on publish means that our solution and related files are zipped into a single zip file. Configuration test means that we used the test config build configuration during the config transfer. MS Build Deploy publish means that we use web deploy to publish. And specifically, we will use the WMSVC, which is the remote service of web deploy, to deploy to a different machine. And this is the URL to which the service responds. You see, we are using SSSL, so we need to permit to use an untrusted certificate for that environment. This is the username and the password we will use to connect to the remote WMS service. Finally, the important parameter is where to deploy into IIS, and we want to deploy into the website named web-contoso.com. We can also use the path of a virtual directory here. Select all, copy and paste to the MS Build arguments of our team build. Save. To verify that the new build definition is working, we manually queue a new build. After that, we have only to wait for the build to finish. The build partially succeeded, so we drill down and see that one test didn't pass. So we drill down to the view test results, and in the test result window we see that the index test is failing. By double clicking we can see the culprit line. At this point we cannot edit this file because it is in the wrong workspace. We need to go to Source Control Explorer and open the right version of the solution, which is the one in the developers branch. The Solution Explorer, we see that the solution open. We go to the controller, home controller, and we see this different line of code. We go into the test and see the home controller, which has the wrong test. We edit this test code the line, check in the code, file, source control, check in this file. As always, fixed test index test to let the history of this file record what we have changed. This check-in will automatically kick off a build. Let's go to Team Explorer and see that a new build is already running. From the icon here you see that the build has been kicked off automatically by Team Foundation Server. And we have just to wait for the build to finish, and now we see that all the tests passed. We have to check in our virtual environment if the build has been deployed. Minimize Visual Studio, open our virtual machine, open IIS Manager, and drill down until we go to our webtest.contos website, and we see that the content has been deployed here. And if we browse to this website, we see an error. We must add the MVC assembly to the deploy. Let's fix the solution. Back to Visual Visual Studio, the Solution Explorer, and open the references. Select the WebMVC assembly and let's say copy local true. This is sufficient to make our deployment succeed. So we go to the pending change window and say that we added the MVC assembly to the deploy. Check in the code and the build will automatically start. Fact. And we need to wait for the build to finish. Should be very quick because we have run this build many times. And then we will go back to the virtual machine environment where we run our integration test to see that everything worked. The build has finished, virtual machine, and just say browse. And after some seconds we see that the MVC application started, and here we see the integration test displayed coming from the webconfig transformer. With this, we can move to the next topic.